From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Paul Manafort, who briefly served as President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, has been charged with conspiring against the United States, money laundering, and lying to the government. The charges stem from his earlier role as a lobbyist on behalf of the Ukrainian government. A business associate, Rick Gates, has also been indicted. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the charges coming out of the investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller into allegations of Russian involvement in last year's elections do not involve the White House.
Today's announcement has nothing to do with the president, has nothing to do with the president's campaign or campaign activity. The real collusion scandal, as we've said several times before, has everything to do with the Clinton campaign, Fusion GPS, and Russia. There's clear evidence of the Clinton campaign colluding with Russian intelligence to spread disinformation and smear the president to influence the election.
Mueller also disclosed that former Trump foreign affairs advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty October 5th to lying to federal agents in January. President Donald Trump says U.S. special forces have captured a militant allegedly involved in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Mr. Trump said he authorized the operation that led to the capture of Mustafa al-Imam on the northern coast of Libya. Israel has blown up a tunnel being dug under its border with Hamas-ruled Gaza Monday, killing 7 Palestinian militants and wounding 9 in the process. An Israeli military spokesman said the tunnel was discovered thanks to what he called groundbreaking technology. He called the tunnel a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty and believes there are other tunnels under construction. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, warned such activity will not be tolerated. This is VOA News. Ousted Catalonia leader Carlos Puigdemont is expected to make a public appearance in Brussels a day after he traveled there while Spanish prosecutors announced plans to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against Catalan leaders for their support of an independence referendum. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
Ousted but defiant, the former Catalan Minister of Territorial Affairs arrived at work in Barcelona Monday morning and vowed to continue his duties. But a short time later, he left the building, escorted by police and cheered by independence supporters. He is one of many Catalan leaders facing possible arrest, as Spain's chief prosecutor Monday said he would seek to charge the leaders of the former Catalan government.
For the crimes of rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement, and others against the main political leaders of the Catalonian Regional Authority who, with their decisions and acts in these past years, have produced an institutional crisis.
Those charges carry a maximum jail term of 30 years. A judge will now consider the prosecutor's request.
More than 600 asylum seekers are refusing to leave an Australian-run refugee detention center, fearing they may be subjected to violence by local residents.
Kate Schutze, a researcher with the rights group Amnesty International, claims the Manus Island detainees are being abandoned by Australia.
Essentially, there's no real plan here for them to be able to rebuild their lives. So that's really quite alarming. All indications around these new centres and the security around these new centres seems to indicate that they're moving them from one prison to another with no logical rationale behind it.
Since 2013, Australia has incarcerated all asylum seekers who try to reach its shores by boat on Manus Island and Nauru, a tiny Pacific republic. Canberra has said the policy deters people trafficking and prevents deaths at sea. But the conditions inside the camps have been described by the United Nations and human rights groups as cruel.
That's VOA's Phil Mercer reporting. The leaders of South Korea and China are holding face-to-face talks next week, ending a year of diplomatic tensions over South Korea's deployment of a U.S.-built anti-missile system. South Korea's presidential office issued a statement saying that Moon Jae-in and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will huddle on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit taking place in Vietnam November 10th through 11th. The relations between the regional superpowers turned frosty after Seoul deployed the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Defense System. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.